Hello everyone, and welcome to A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. I'm Karina Pereira, and today I am talking about the pressure to read more, especially in the last few months. So, in the last few months, there has been a lot of talk about becoming more productive since we are spending more time at home. There are tweets going around about how Shakespeare wrote King Lear, during his quarantine, and everybody is saying, well, if you haven't made something because you didn't have the time and you don't do it now that you do have the time, then the lack of time was just an excuse. And honestly, I find those posts that they kinda look like they're motivational, but for me, they just seem to be shaming people into doing something, especially in a time when our heads are already full from everything that's going on, the news, the uncertainty, not knowing when things are going to go back to normal, if they ever will go back to normal. So I think it's unfair and in, you know, ill faith to call out people like this. And of course, as a book reader, you want to read more and more. Like, most of the times you have a to-be-read pile kind of looking at you that you try to ignore. And with the quarantine, because you have more time, you also think that you have a duty to read more. And something has happened to me, like, in the last few months, because I had like two jobs at the beginning of March. I'm still working at the bookstore, and the job that I got at the cafe was terminated at the time because they didn't need me anymore since the cafe was closed. I was still in proof time, so basically they just stopped my contract without having to give any kind of explanation for it. I've been spending more time at home, and yet, in April, I read one book in print and I listened to one audiobook. And the thing is, I can't even say that I don't enjoy being home or that this whole corona situation has been heavy on my head, because it hasn't. I've just been the same as before. I enjoy staying home. Now I have, of course, more time to dedicate myself to other things that I like, but when it came to reading, I found it very difficult to pick up a book. And I can't really explain exactly why, but I think the main reason was because there was this idea and this pressure put on me, by myself, that I had to read more because I had more time, because I was more at home. And I didn't want to miss out on all the books that I wanted to read, because I have a bookish account and every week there are new books that I see people talking about and that I want to read. And I think the single pressure to read more kind of made me read less. I didn't have the motivation. I also picked up books that maybe were not the best choices for a time in which I already have this pressure on me. And I ended up going back to the fact that it's not just about the corona and it's not something that happens right now. As soon as something seems a bit mandatory and as soon as I start feeling the fear of missing out too much, it works against me. Sometimes, for example, Goodreads challenges don't work the best way. My Goodreads challenge for this year, and it has been for the last 2 or 3 years, is 40 books. Last year, I read 90 books, but if I put my Goodreads challenge at, let's say, 70 books, I'm going to feel pressured to read books, and it's not going to be fun anymore, because that's the point. The point of reading, unless you're reading academically, unless you're reading to study, if you're reading for fun, the point of reading is exactly that, to have fun. If you're going to pressure yourself to read books just because you want to read more and not because you enjoy the books you're reading, then it's going to take the fun away from you and it's going to be contraproducent. Is this how you say it? I think it is. So basically, when I started feeling that I really had to read those books, either because of my job or because everybody was reading it and I wanted to read it to be on top of things, things became less fun. And in the last few weeks, I kind of had to stop a little bit and tell myself, you are going to read what you can. You are going to continue reading the books that you can read at this time, that your mind kind of can comprehend and take fun out of it. And the others that you can't, doesn't mean that you're giving up on them. It means that it's not the right time to read them. It's not what your mind is asking of you right now. So you put them aside. The to-be-read pile will be there in a few months, in years, whenever you're ready for those books. So I kind of had to push myself to read mostly for pleasure, to understand that I can't read everything. There is no time in a whole lifetime to read everything that you want, and to take my to-be-read as sort of a suggestion rather than a marathon. I bought those books. I have power over those books. And I choose what to read and when to read. And I choose to continue to make reading fun, to continue to see reading as a hobby rather than something that I have to do because supposedly I am a bookworm and supposedly I read a lot. No, I do whatever feels best. And in times like this, especially in times of Corona, which this, of course, the title is taken from the Love in Times of Cholera, it's not new and everybody is doing that. And I thought it was funny and it made sense to title an episode like that. In these times especially, we have to be kinder to ourselves. We have to understand that even if we are okay with being at home, even if it's not a heavy load on us not to be able to go outside as much, it is still a time when you are going to pick up small things from here and there, and they're not regular times. Even if you feel very normal, they are not normal times. So I kind of decided that from now on, I am going to read again for fun. When I was in my high school, or even when younger, when I started reading around 9, 10 years old, like on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. I really enjoyed just going to the library, and I had no idea what I was going to pick up because I didn't have an internet connection. So every time that I went to the library, I kind of went without having any idea of what I wanted to read. And I would just pick up a book, know nothing about it, take it home, just read the blurb, and if it appealed to me, then I would read it. And in a sense, I do miss that. I miss picking up books without the knowledge that is now behind me, because I see, like I said, I see books everywhere. So it's very difficult for me to pick up a book without being fully aware of what I am picking up. I still get books that I take from the bookstore that simply get my attention for some reason, either because I really like the cover or I find the blurb interesting. But in a sense, I think it's so nice to still have, which I don't, but it's so nice to have the naivety to be completely unaware of the things you love, of the surroundings of the things you love, and just go for them because it feels right at the time. But yeah, right now that's very difficult to get back. And in a sense, I think I do have something to win from it, because now I'm also aware of what I'm picking up, the authors that I'm picking up, the stories that are worth going to because I don't know enough about. I just finished reading a Dutch book about a transgender man, and that is very interesting, and it might not have been the first thing I would pick up if I wasn't aware of the fact that that up until a few years back, I didn't read any diverse books. Everything was okay by either men or women, but they were all white. And if they weren't, it would be like a coincidence. And of course, like I spoke in previous episodes, if I want to read more diverse and if I want to hear more voices and different stories and if I want to understand the world around me, I do have to go and pick up diverse voices and stories that I know nothing about. So on one hand, I do enjoy a lot being aware of what I'm reading and having all this background information. On the other hand, it's really nice to just go for things that you know nothing about without being influenced by anyone. Because let's face it, there's nothing better than picking up a book just because nobody told you anything and then finding a pearl of a book and being able to recommend it to your friend saying, I found this, okay? I found this, which is a bit what I feel with BBC Sherlock. We don't talk about the last season, but I picked that up by myself. Nobody told me you should watch this series. And it's something that you feel very yours because you discovered it. It's not that it's not nice when someone recommends you a book and you read it and you love it, because then you can actually discuss the book with a person. But it's so much better, or it's so great to be the one to say, I found it, nobody gave it to me, and now I'm passing it on to other people. But yeah, I just want to say that everybody should really just be enjoying things, doing the best you can, and or not even the best you can, do what you can, and that's already enough. For extraordinary situations and circumstances, extraordinary measures, if you're finding it hard to read at this time, if you feel guilty because you're home, like, let's say, every day of the week, and you are taking a month to read one book, that's perfectly normal. You should not feel guilty about your reading habits, about your productivity right now. Pick books that you enjoy. If you are on a reading slump right now, just try one book and another book. That's what I usually do, and that's what usually works for me, and I recommend people to do that. If you are in a reading slump and you pick a book and another book and nothing works for you, continue to pick up books. Just give up on things that aren't bringing you joy. I'm gonna sound a bit like Marie Kondo right now, but just pick up books that bring you joy, and the ones that don't bring you joy, just put them aside, because there will be a time in which you will be able to pick them up back again. And honestly, when I was in my 20s, until I was in my 20s, I would never not finish a book. If I picked up a book, I would finish that book even if it took me a year. But after a few years, like my late 20s, I was just like, you know what? I'm getting older, and I have no time for this. So life is too short to be too stubborn, not to give up on a book that is not offering you anything, that you are just going to, except maybe rage. You know, like a lot of books really make me angry. And actually, you can see that on Wrecked, the bonus episode, because I'm going to talk a lot of bad stuff about books that I didn't enjoy at all, but muddle through the end, because sometimes you kind of enjoy the writing and you think this is gonna go somewhere, so I'm going to muddle through. But some books didn't grant me anything, so right now I don't continue with books that I don't like. Even for my book club, I'm part of a book club since January, we have been meeting online. There was one book, An Unkindness of Ghosts, that I couldn't finish. I had time to finish it, but I just got past middle and I decided, you know what, this is not going to work. I'm still going to the meeting because I really enjoy seeing people talk about the book, but I'm just not going to continue. And again, don't feel pressured to read things that you don't like. Don't feel pressured to read 5 books in a month now that you have more time and you were able to read 10 in a month that you were super busy. Read for fun, so that it continues to be fun. And that's all I wanted to put out there today. I have made some adjustments to my podcast. I am going to do my best now to be more consistent in publishing episodes. I will always publish every other week, so every fortnight on a Monday. Today is the first Monday I'm publishing a podcast. In 2 weeks, there will be a bonus episode, and then 2 weeks after that, a regular episode. You get the gist. So I hope this way it will be also easier for you to follow the podcast and to know when the podcast is coming out. I have been having a lot of fun doing this, actually, even though I haven't got any comments on my Instagram account or anything regarding the podcast. But if you are one of the listeners, I hope you are enjoying it. And if so, please don't forget to subscribe, to leave a comment. And if you want to come and talk to me, you can find me on various social platforms, mostly on Instagram. And you can get all my links on linktree.com/Karina Pereira. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. See you then!